Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, today's deadline day, the TSA requiring a real ID, driver's license, or passport for people to fly within the country domestically. And so far, the waits at security checkpoints are manageable. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
At Philly International, there was a TSA agent checking the IDs before travelers entered the checkpoint. Many, like Ashley Fernandez, already had their real ID, driver's license.
I think it's odd that we're creating another document. It could be really challenging for people to travel because now there's like another thing that they have to have.
For the most part, the TSA is allowing travelers without real IDs to fly, but they're subject to extra screening. PennDOT is still issuing real IDs, and PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll says if you don't have yours yet, you may want to head to a driver's license center away from the city.
The lines are lengthy, especially in the urban centers. If you have the ability to go to a different driver's license center outside of the urban centers, you may want to think about that.
Carroll says wait times at the centers are slowly getting better. He says PennDOT driver's license centers will be open this coming Monday for real IDs. Then they'll evaluate whether there's enough demand to stay open Mondays when they're normally closed. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.